Episode 6, Supplemental D, Milyukov's Note. The Minister of Foreign Affairs, in a telegram marked the 18th of April, 1917, has instructed the Russian representatives serving under Allied powers to transmit to the governments under which they are accredited the following note. On the 27th of March of this year, the Provisional Government published an address to its citizens, in which was contained a presentation of the views of the government of a free Russia on the tasks of the current war. The Minister of Foreign Affairs has instructed me to communicate to you the document in question, and to share at the same time the following comments. Our enemies have, of late, been trying to introduce discord into the relations between the Allies by disseminating ridiculous communiques that Russia is ready to conclude a separate peace with the Central Monarchies. The text of the attached document refutes in the best way fabrications of this nature. You will observe in it that the general positions expressed by the Provisional Government correspond entirely with those high ideals which have consistently been expressed, up until most recently, by many notable state officials of the Allied countries, and which have found for themselves particularly vivid expression on the part of our new ally, the great republic from beyond the Atlantic, in the speeches of its president. The government of the old regime, of course, was not in any condition to adopt and share these thoughts on the emancipatory character of the war, on the creation of solid foundations for the peaceful coexistence of nations, on the self-determination of oppressed nationalities, and so on. But an emancipated Russia can, at the current time, speak in a language discernible for the advanced democracies of contemporary humanity, and she will hurry to join her voice to the voices of her allies. It stands to reason that the proclamations of the Provisional Government, which are imbued with this new spirit of emancipated democracy, cannot give even the slightest reason to think that the completed revolution has brought with it a weakening of Russia's role in the common Allied struggle. Entirely the opposite. The nationwide endeavor to bring the World War to a decisive victory has only been strengthened, thanks to the recognition of the common responsibility of each and every citizen. This endeavor has become more forceful as it is concentrated on the following task, intimate to all: to repel an enemy which has invaded the very borders of our motherland. It is self-evident, as is said in the document which has been given to you, that the provincial government, in protecting the rights of our motherland, will observe completely the obligations which have been taken in relation to our allies. By continuing to foster total confidence in the victorious conclusion of the current war in complete accord with our allies, it is entirely confident that the questions which have been raised by this war will be resolved in the spirit of the creation of a solid foundation for a lasting peace, and that the advanced democracies of the world, imbued with the same longings, will find a way to achieve the guarantees and sanctions which are indispensable for the prevention of new, bloody conflicts in the future.